Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Please fuck off. Lots of love. Jess fucking Tate. Kiss.
Yeah.
Hi, Jess.
Hi, Tom. What is it?
So, I've got the black folder.
Sorry, what's the black folder? I'm really busy.
Right. So, when a club goes into administration, the first week is a cost-cutting exercise by and large. We'll, issue a black folder for the difficult decisions.
Right. You're not being much clearer, mate.
Right. So, this is redundancies.
Ah.
Yeah.
Let me have a look.
Sure.
Oh, Jesus. There's loads of them.
Yeah.
Happy fucking Easter. Fuck me. And how many of these do I need to action?
Well, because you're in a CVA, you would have to explain to your creditors every decision you take against my advice.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So all these people, every single one of them kicked out?
That's right. Yeah.
Right. Thanks, Tom.
I can maybe take some of them.
No, it's fine. I'll do it.
Right. Good luck.
Thanks.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following the departure of the American consortium ASG and with a new operational model under an outright owner, Ashwood City enter the fifth and final season of The Offensive.
Arsenal have a smell.
What?
Arsenal. They're the only team I know that have a fucking smell.
What does that even mean?
You're not getting that whiff.
It's a football stadium. Of course there's a fucking smell.
No, but I'm saying Arsenal have a distinct smell.
That's just a whiff of 50,000 people who think everything is about them and their club.
Right, you don't want them to win the league.
I've realised, Cole. I don't want anyone to win anything. It's taken me a long time to come to that conclusion about myself, and most football fans, actually. But if we can't have it, I'd rather nobody did. Every time I think I like a team, like Wrexham, I then get fucking sick to my back teeth of them. It's like an overexposure and an allergic reaction. By the time Leicester won the league, I hated every single one of them so fucking much, pal.
Yeah, I know what you mean, pal. Oh, hey, there's the almighty leader. Who's that with him?
That's Tom Beattie.
Who the fuck is he?
He's the administrator guy.
Ah, right, so the guy that's gonna fire me. Great. At least I'm bigger than him. Do you think I beat him in a scrap?
I think you beat anyone in a scrap.
Really? Thanks, pal.
I think you beat anyone in a scrap, but I think it would end up with you being imprisoned. So it's not really a win, is it?
Howdy, fellas.
Oh, howdy, Sheriff. Where's your horse? Did he get the sack and all?
How's things, Colin?
Are you trying to fucking fire me?
No, I'm asking you how you are.
Sounds very fucking suspicious to me, pal.
Oh, God, can you both just fucking calm down?
Calm down? The club's in administration, pal.
Yes, I know that, but at times like this, it's about supporting the club through the rough times. Would you fucking pass it, you donkey?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Here we go.
Jesus.
Oh, cunts! Stupid fucking North London red cunts!
Well, not a great start.
Oh, not a great start, he says. You're right, it's fucking shite! If I have to watch any more Arsenal fans be happy, I'm gonna go and shoot myself with that big fucking cannon!
I think that cannon's fake, pal.
Fake cannon, fake fans, fake fucking retro 8th kit or whatever they fucking release now.
How's it fake?
Colt, will you shut up and let me be pissed off, please? Fuck's sake. Why aren't you more pissed off?
Who, me?
No, him.
I am pissed off.
Bollocks, come on, look at my face. I'm frowning, I'm red with rage. Look at me, I fucking match the seat. Cole, don't I match the seat?
Yeah, you match the seat, pal. Pad, he matches the seat, he's so pissed off.
Fucking red. Red as an Arsenal seat, pal.
It's more burgundy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more burgundy. What's that all about? But anyway, look, you're smirking.
I'm not smirking.
You are.
That is a smirk, pal.
Fine, maybe I am smirking.
This is about that council meeting the other day, isn't it?
What happened in the council meeting?
Elaine, thank you so much for lending your precious time for this Zoom.
Is that sarcastic?
I was going for condescending, but, you know. Don't mind the people on Zoom in the TV. I like an audience.
Hello. Who are these lot?
These people on the call are the legal lot. Where's your squad?
I'm public sector. I don't get to throw money at lawyers to sit on Zoom.
Oh, that is a shame.
Not really. I'm a qualified lawyer.
Oh, very nice. Very nice indeed. I'm a chartered accountant in another life.
One way you're not suing the council.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, you know, I think in that life I've got abs and a thick head of hair as well. Must be nice.
You know what would also be nice? Having a meeting in person, like I requested over and over.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm doing a bit of self-care at the moment. A lot of people want to shout at me, and I prefer the separation of the phone or the screen. You know, it makes me sleep better at night.
Right, Patrick. I'm here to tell you this case will absolutely not be going ahead under any circumstances.
Yes, it will.
No, it won't.
Yeah, it will.
That's not how we work. You're going to have to look through the evidence and paperwork we have and reconsider your position.
Oh, am I now?
And if you have something, and that's a fucking enormous if, we will look to settlement, not a case.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Because that's how local authorities work. They don't get into legal disputes on the scale in a court of law.
I'm not interested in a settlement.
Sure.
I'm not.
If you weren't interested in money, Patrick, you wouldn't be suing. Can you turn the guys on Zoom off so I can talk to you properly, please?
No.
Patrick, Ashwood City Football Club is central to the city, to the region. Most people outside of Gillingham would say it's the most important cultural focal point in Kent.
Ooh, wowee. All of Kent.
Whatever it is that's causing this hostility or frustration or whatever, we can figure it out together as representatives of this great city.
I'm not interested in friendship.
It's not about friendship. It's about working together. We have the same goals. We're the same bloody city. We can't have this public fistfight. We can't. This has to be resolved immediately. You're in administration.
The club is in administration.
Right, yeah. The club is not coming to this from a position of strength. It's lashing out from a position of vulnerability. And look, I fucking get that. For fuck's sake. That's why I want to help. We want to help.
I'm not interested in help.
For fuck's sake. You're not interested in the money, the friendship, the help, then what are you interested in?
I'm interested in the fight.
What? Why?
Because it helps.
Helps what?
You'll see.
Hey, Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
KFC scored.
Oh, what? Tell me you're winding me up.
Nope. Look at that. West Ham 1-0.
Fucker, why is he doing that for?
What? Scoring for his team?
Hey.
I don't know, but it's fucking disgraceful, isn't it?
What did I miss?
A goal, pal.
For them?
No, actually, pal. For us. The whole stadium was just cheering for us because we're so fucking popular. Yes, for them.
Who scored it?
Who cares?
Seriously, though, who scored?
Who gives a fuck, pal?
My fantasy team.
Christ alive, it was Saka.
Ah, balls.
Has your fantasy team gone into administration as well?
Right, where was I?
You were telling us your story about the council, then you went for a shite.
That was a wee.
Fuck off, that was a wee.
It was.
You were gone for 11 minutes, pal.
Right, so, what happened
is
was...
Is this about the shite or the meeting with the council?
I don't care if you're trying to drive a division between the city and the club, Patrick. I care about liability.
Yeah, me too. Hugely concerned about it.
So, I sent these earlier in the week, as you know, and your legal team should know. This is clear, unmistakable evidence that not only did we not reject any planning proposal, we tried to work with the club on a restoration project for the Ibert stand that met council requirements for the cultural landmark property.
Yeah, I've read them.
Right. So you know, for a fact, that you don't have a case. So what are we doing here?
Who were your expert consultants that you've cited?
What?
You mentioned a construction organisation and was able to certify the works.
Yeah, them. There. That's Phil Bartlett. He runs...
Ah, OK. Well, let's give Phil a call, shall we?
What are you doing?
Hello?
Hi, Phil. Sir Patrick Nolan here.
Hiya.
I'm just in a meeting with the council, and they've just mentioned that you provided some expert structural analysis of the IBET stand that would have prevented this mess, mate.
Oh, right, no.
What?
No. Phil, could you maybe forward an email with any correspondence between us or with the council on the IBET?
There isn't any.
Sorry, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, sorry about the language on the other end of the phone there, Phil. The council are just a little bit distressed regarding their delicate position.
There is no delicate position. You, we, there's evidence.
And where might that be?
Sorry, can I go?
Oh, yeah. Bye, Phil. Where's the evidence, Elaine?
I know what you're doing.
Actually, I don't think you do.
Trying to rumble us before local elections.
Elaine, this may surprise you, but I don't give a fuck about your elections. Yeah, and get ready, because this is the key piece of information. I don't give a fuck about Ashwood. I'll see you in court. Sorry about stirring up hatred in the local and national press, by the way. All part of the long game, you see? Oh, come on, fucking leave meeting. Leave! Jesus! Ah, there we go.
And that was a great goal, wasn't it? Fuckers.
How come Arteta isn't going mental on the touchline when they score? I thought that was his thing.
Well, because he only does that for big goals. It's not exactly a big goal when you score your third against a team that's 19th in the league, is it?
So what happens now?
We're 3-0 down. I guess we go 4-0 down, or the ref blows the final whistle call.
No, I'm in with the council.
Well, whatever I want to happen, happens. Cheerio, gents.
You leaving early?
Doesn't look great, that, pal.
You know what, Woody? I don't care how things look anymore.
Carrying on with the Championship Good Friday results. Warnock's Wanderers wow with win at Watford. Huddersfield Town, the Championship
struggle. Imagine Jonathan Ross trying to say that.
What?
Jonathan Ross was saying that all those W's. Warnock's Wanderers win.
Well, he'd be fine, wouldn't he? Because there's no R's. He's got soft R's. So, W's already.
That's what I mean. Because
your statement makes no sense, John. Elsewhere, Sunderland and Hull, an 8-goal thriller, finished 4 goals apiece.
Hello.
Aren't you playing a funny old game?
Well, I'm not in charge of team selection, Mac. Besides, Arsenal are top.
You know what I mean, Sam.
What can I do for you, Mr. McIntyre?
Oh, you've grown some balls, ain't you? Fuck it out.
I've seen the light. Let's put it that way.
You were shown the light by your posh banker buddies. Your City Boy supporters club cheering you on like some big cunt.
Oh. Do I detect some blue-collar jealousy there, Mac?
I ain't got a fucking collar, son. I ain't got no fucking top neither. Just bare-chested and ready for a fucking scrap.
Lovely. Anything else?
Yeah, something else. I think you should consider your options before you try and pull this thing off.
And what exactly am I trying to pull off, Mac?
Don't play the cunt with me, son.
There's no other way of playing it with you, son. I know why you're calling. Because I'm in with the bigger boys. Because I've found a new lifeline. Because I don't need you anymore. And that you can't stand, can you?
You fool.
And the great Mickey McIntyre, master of the dark arts, is silenced because he heard the fucking truth.
You're gonna end up in front of a judge pretty soon, mate. Or?
Yes, I am.
And what are you gonna fucking say? You thought about that?
Am I gonna say your name Is that the question?
Fuck off.
Yeah. I am gonna say your name, Mac.
You'll be fucking dead. What? I've got half a mind to come over there on my Easter fucking Sunday and crucify you me fucking self. Just like what's his face of fucking Nazareth.
Jesus was crucified on the Friday, Mac. Good Friday.
It sounds like a fucking awful Friday, doesn't it?
Look, the jury will want to know my journey. You know, how did I get to where I am today? How did it all come together? It'd be wrong not to mention my old partner in crime, wouldn't it?
I want a meeting.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, this is a meeting.
Not like this. Face to face, cunt to fucking cunt.
Yeah, well, that'll have to wait.
Why?
Oh, a bit of self-care for Sir Patrick Nolan, for once. Don't need to spend my time being threatened or intimidated by the desperate. Besides, I'm in London right now. Staying over for a few nights, got some long days overseeing... Well, can't tell you too much, eh? Night, Mac. Happy Easter.
Please don't email me that passive-aggressive shit ever again. Kiss. Yep.
Hi, Jess. You wanted to see me?
Yeah. Hi, Ruben. Thanks for swinging by after the match. It's much appreciated.
Oh, it's no problem at all.
Listen, mate, this here is the black folder.
The black folder?
Yeah, it's, well, it's from the administration team, and it's basically a horrible document that shows all the brutal ways in which we can cut a load of money very quickly.
Okay.
There's over 100 staff members named in here, people that need to be fired so that the club can stand a chance.
Oh.
Yeah. So I've got some good news, and I've got some bad news. The good news is your name is not in the document.
Okay. Wow, Jesus.
Yeah, great, isn't it? Phew.
Phew, yeah.
The bad news is there's three people in here. One's a cleaner. She works from 5 until 1 a.m. She's got two kids. One guy here works as an event organiser for the club. Sounds pretty dull, right? But... actually, he works with MenCap on our behalf, and he arranges for people with learning difficulties to play in our pool, have a kickabout, watch games, all that sort of stuff, right? And then the last one here is the assistant steward manager, who told me this morning that her husband has just died.
Oh.
And if I add up all their wages, I'd get £74,320 per annum. And that, Reuben... is just about your total wage. And here comes the bad news. I don't fucking like you. You know why? Because you look out for yourself, and I could smell that on you from day fucking dot. And it didn't really bother me at first because you were just some little intern, but the quicker you climbed that ladder, the more I wanted to kick it out from under your fucking feet. And after what you did with Colin in the transfer window and sent my insane Scottish friend even more insane, you made yourself a target. And now I'm pulling the trigger. Oh, and Reuben, before you leave...
Yeah?
Karen Brady is a friend of mine. Us girls have got to stick together and all that. And we had a chat earlier. And if you wanted that job at West Ham so bad, I could have put a word in, mate. Shame. Because that little move cost you your severance pay. Night-night.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.